Our vintage ad man, Rick Blears, is trying to remember the jingle for a legendary TV campaign from 1980.
When you do the shaking back and put the freshness back.
The Shaken Vac song was composed by Jonathan Hodge, and Rick wasn't involved. But the product by Glade became a massive hit with consumers, and behind the scenes it was also a huge advertising in-joke. Let's find out why.
You do the shaken vac to put the freshness back. Do the shaken vac to put the freshness back. That's it.
It had no carpet cleaning effect whatsoever.
I remember as a kid that there was an annual advertising event. It was a kind of big deal in the 70s. You'd look forward to it and you'd come back plastered from this fun party. Was it Manchester Publicity Association?
Annual Christmas lunch.
Annual Christmas lunch. Now, I seem to remember that at this annual Christmas lunch, there was a tradition to sing a song, do the shake and vac and put the freshness back. So, you weren't involved in this campaign, but it's very famous for what reason?
Well, you're absolutely right about the MPA lunch. The MPA lunch was, as you said, it was a big do. At least 1,000 people, probably 1,200 people having lunch, can you imagine, in a banqueting suite at the Piccadilly Hotel in Manchester, it used to be in those days. And the reason why Manchester had such a big advertising community, of course, is all the national newspapers were printed, the Northern editions were all printed in Manchester, the whole lot, Times, you know, Express, Mail, Mirror, were all printed at a whopping big print works, which is now called, oddly enough, the print works in Manchester. And so it was a real hub. Advertising agencies grew up around the Northwest. So there were lots and lots of them. And when there were 1,000 people at this lunch, it wasn't the whole advertising community. That was the directors, account directors, and senior people, you know, people who had got some clout in the industry. And it just became a tradition that they formed this association. Someone had hit on the idea of having a Christmas lunch, and it was a time when you saw your old friends, and it started at lunchtime and finished at 2 a.m, so it was quite a long lunch. And everyone was laid out on trestle tables, so as far as the eye could see, well, there were these smartly dressed, good-looking, affable, agreeable, drunk people. And I forgot what I was going to tell you about. Oh, the song, right. So it just became a daft, drunken tradition to sing the Shaken Vac song. The Shaken Vac was a TV jingle.
When you do the shaken back and put the freshness back.
The visual on this was a woman leaping around her sitting room in a floral dress, like a spring chicken, with a vacuum cleaner, singing, are you shaken back to put the freshness back? You use the shaken back to put the freshness, or put the freshness back. And it was a typical advertising jingle, very easy to remember. Shall I sing that again?
When you do the shaken back and put the freshness back.
Consumers being consumers, they rushed out to their supermarkets by the million and bought this stuff and started chucking it all over the carpet and then vacuuming it up. What the ad hadn't made clear was that this was an air freshener. The idea that someone had in Procter & Gamble or whichever firm it was that if you wanted to circulate an air freshener through the air, your vacuum cleaner has a pump in it and it's sucking up dirt and pumping that into the air as fast as it can. And you might as well suck up some of this stuff and pump that into the air and make the air smell fresh. The idea was this woman leaping about, putting the freshness back. And guess what? Shaken Vac became the world's number one selling carpet cleaner. It had no carpet cleaning effect whatsoever, but they made an absolute fortune and kept running this ad for years and years and years because nobody realised it was an air freshener. They thought you put it on your carpets and it somehow ate the dirt and then you vacked it all up, but it was supposed to be an air freshener. So because it was so famous for being the wrong product, we used to sing the song. And if you think about it, 1,000 drunken people leaping around pretending to be Thacker in a carpet, singing "The Shake of Back Puts the Freshness Back" at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon in December when they're all completely rat-assed.
It was seen as a kind of hilarious in joke, which was why it got sung at this party.
Right. Well, yeah. There's a saying in the advertising business, or certainly a saying in the advertising business I knew, the provincial advertising business, that if you tell people strongly enough and often enough to eat their own feet, they'll eat their own feet. You know, you can sell anything. If you get on telly and get a press campaign going with some real welly behind it, say drive a three-wheeled car, or, you know, climb a tree and fall out of it and see if you land on your front. You could tell them to do anything. Vote for this, vote for that. Democracy is actually about persuasion. And if you tell anyone to do something often enough, however stupid it sounds, they will do it. And the Shake and Vac really was a kind of manifestation of that. You tell people that this product is going to freshen their carpets when all it does is actually pump sooty air through your living room. I'm probably going to get sued for that. They will do it. The consumer, basically, the idea that underpins the advertising industry is that the consumer can be completely manipulated. And it's a question of what you're telling people and what forces you have at your command when you're putting out sales messages on television.
So going back to the Manchester Publicity Association, you'd sing this every year at Christmas, do the Shake and Vac. And do they still do that now? I mean, you've been recently, you've been in the past 10... Have you been...
No.
When did you stop going? When did it stop being fun?
There was one chap who's the MPA Christmas lunch was his baby. He was an account director at one of the agencies. And his baby, he was the driving force. He used to love doing this. And he used to spend 6 months of the year organising it and whipping up support for it and booking the bands and booking the people who were doing the cabaret and deciding who was going to make the speeches and what food was going to be. So Terry, his name was Terry, bless him. So his job was working for another agency, but his passion was the MPA lunch. So for about 10 years, he whipped up enthusiasm for it, and it always took place at this at the beginning of the hotel. But then I think what happened is the building was such a monster. It was a brutalist monster right in the middle of Manchester on one of the main squares there, Piccadilly. And someone decided it had to come down because it was just such a hideous building, or it wasn't making money as a hotel the rest of the year. I don't know. Whatever reason, the venue changed. There wasn't another place where you could recreate this same atmosphere of trestle tables stretching into the distance with drunken advertising executives and their secretaries and administrative assistants all quietly sliding into inebriation. So I think it petered out. I think, I don't know whether Terry retired or really got fed up of doing it, but he that was his great mark in life, was to be the guy behind the MPA lunch, which were like no lunches ever held before or since. Well, since ancient Rome, anyway. Since the ancient Roman bacchanals. The Manchester Publicity Association, people used to come from far and wide to try and get a ticket for it because it was a hoot. It was a hoot. Shake and back and all, yeah.
Stale smells up here often come from down there in your carpet. Smells from your dog and tobacco too. Well, Shake and Back from Glade is here. It's all you have to do. Do the shake and back and put the freshness back. Do the shake and back and put the freshness back. When your carpet smells fresh, your room does too. Every time you vacuum, remember what to do. Do the shake and back and put the freshness back. Shake and Back, the new carpet and room freshener from Glade.
Did you go to the MPA lunch in the 1970s or 80s? Why don't you drop Rick a tweet? He's at Grumbo on Twitter. The music is performed by Rick, and the podcast is produced by me, Steve Bleas.